All right. 3, 2, 1. I hurt my hand. I hurt my hand on
that. That's a sign of something worse, I think.
Welcome to Podcast Very Important, the only podcast you should be listening to. Currently, number 57 on the Indian improv charts, probably simply because of the podcast title. Ladies and gentlemen, we are over the moon. We are over Delhi. We're over Mumbai. We're over it. We're going to go up to bigger and better things, higher chart numbers, or maybe we'll start charting in Nepal.
Yeah, thank you.
If Paul in Nepal is listening to this, please subscribe.
Gangbang Ladesh.
With me today are some of my best friends and one of my best co-hosts. My name is Connor Doyle, and with me to count down the top 10 number one most important things you need to know this week is Shane Cooley.
I have been sending our theme song to the Jane Goodall office for monkey research. She has not returned my calls. My number is blocked. If I could borrow one of your guys' phones, we will find out what's going on with that theme song.
And Jack Piss also.
Is he done? I tuned out.
I have also been, I'm sorry, Shane, I would lend you my phone, but A, it is gross. And B, stinky. I've also been blocked by Jane Goodall.
But that was
stinky phone.
I thought she was Diane Fossey, and I kept asking her about gorillas. What do gorillas smell like? Can you do an arm wrestle with a gorilla? How do you meet them?
Musical Chicago. Yeah.
I thought it was Diane Foxy.
I mean, in my books, no. Actually, come to think of it, no. She's also not Foxy in my books.
Well, I feel like she's spoken for by a couple of.
Well, I went to a book signing of hers, and I played a acapella version of Foxy Lady for her.
Cool. And you got blocked by her phone as well?
Wait, so you didn't sing it? You played it? You had play
it. No lyrics.
I found an acapella version on my phone that I made a long time ago, and I played it for her.
If we're talking about the trifecta of monkey ladies, I'm more of a Biruta guy. You know, the lady who's into the orangutans.
I like the Donkey Kong chick with the lipstick in the boots.
Candy Kong, for sure. Yeah, I changed my answer. I like Candy Kong.
Big time.
I like Candy Kong more, for sure.
I think I grew up with the ideal man being Funky Kong to me.
Yes.
And I think I've done a pretty good job becoming the Funky Kong of the group, wouldn't you guys say?
Okay, kind of an insult to Jack and
yeah,
I. Yeah,
pretty
how much
weird.
Funk we bring
I
to this thing.
Like really thought we were the funkiest Kongs for sure.
I don't think so.
And we thought you were the Lanky Kong.
Yeah, you seem to be forgetting there's one called Lanky Kong. If there is,
I don't think there's any resemblance there.
Okay,
to be honest, I think I look pretty cool. I have sunglasses that I wear at times, and I surfed when I was in the BVIs. So.
But you also spin on one arm and to vanquish your enemies and do a big spin.
Important?
Yeah, well, I'm also shaped like a pear and wear overalls, but that shouldn't be held against me. I'm cool and funky like Funky Kong.
And you walk with your arms.
And you play a mean trombone.
Yeah, I have long arms. And a trombone, I think it's just a window to the soul, but a window that's open so you can hear through it.
And you can look through it, and then it's a window to the mouth. Yeah, people don't
talk
about that.
That's a door, really, which it's a door to the soul. That's what I say.
You're a fucking door to the soul, dude. You're a salve to my soul. I sounded mean, and I'm changing my tone a bit. Can we backtrack just a tiny bit for a second? Sorry, you were going to say something probably more interesting.
You don't know that.
I don't. You have no way of knowing that. I like taking
you
risks.
You have absolutely no way of knowing that.
Guys, I'm putting my foot down. Let's reorganize.
Don't make assumptions.
Jack was going to backtrack to before we were talking about monkeys, so before the theme song played.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was. It's kind of a cop out because I was thinking about monkeys. Actually, not monkeys. It's an ape. Let's just get that clear. But I was thinking about orangutans and how everybody says orangutan, and how it's not that.
I say orange tong.
Oh,
have I been saying it wrong?
That's the Latin or something. That's how like scientists say it.
That's orange the name tong. When you look at it. I read more than I listen.
Okay, Connor.
Okay, what did Connor have to say?
I think he was going to talk about how he's Funky Kong some more, probably.
I don't think I need to talk about it anymore. I made my point. Baby. Welcome to Podcast Very Important. We have one of many great number ones for you. lost it. Lost the steam right away there. I started off big, but then just ran out of it.
I love when that happens. He's sweating too. He's got big flop sweats.
Shane, what do you think of a song? I pitched this to Jack earlier. A cover of Smash Mouth's Might As Well Be Walking on the Sun, but instead it's about a dad and a boy who don't have a good relationship.
Might as well be walking just like with he's my like, son.
Talking to my son.
Oh, okay.
And then you fly off the handle and you go into your room and then you slam the door and you're grounded until noon. Might as well be talking to my son.
Do. That's good, yeah.
And so I figure I'm either very late with this parody or a little too soon.
You need to wait for the somber cover of it that wins a Grammy.
I need Johnny Cash to sing. Yeah.
Johnny
Cash?
Fergie? Is it Fergie? Is that the answer?
I think we'll have old Fergie because by that point she'll have.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got even more gravitas.
She'll like have aged into a Carole King type thing.
After the Usher halftime performance, will.i.am's back in the charts. Let's get all the Black Eyed Peas in there.
Apple, and the other guy's name is Snooze or something? Sneeze? What's his name? Cronol?
Watch?
Watch? He's named after an inanimate object. It might be Pump. I'm not sure. But he's my favorite one. He's the guy who wears the Trilby. Gives me a fucking Thrillby buddy. Do you guys know that Arthur C. Clarke wrote the lyrics for Walking on the Sun?
Oh, and he got all the physics down?
Yeah.
Sort of like a lot of liner notes on...
Yeah, but the lead singer actually gets a credit on it because he changed it from Walking on the Sun to Walkin' on the Sun. He dropped the G to make it more scampy.
There was like a big spoken word passage at the beginning where he's like, we've developed these boots. If you listen to the album version, we've developed sun-walking boots.
We're building a Dyson sphere. We're harnessing the sun. Become a type 3 Kardashev civilization. So good.
So we could come out with maybe a full album of covers, like all of them themed slightly differently, but all around Might As Well Be Walking on the Sun.
That's pretty cool. And like so Smash Mouth's first album is called Fush You Mang. So we could call ours
racist.
We could call ours Fuck You Man.
Yeah.
I think we should call ours Best Of.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm just sorry.
We'll call
I'm
ours
just,
us Mushmouth.
I'm going over.
I want to make my first album Best Of.
Oh, I'm what if Smosh Mouth? We could get the Smosh guys in there.
Anthony Padilla and Ian Heacock.
What are their names? Where did that come from? Your eyes went in the back of your head. Well, your hands are up. You weren't typing.
Dude, I did my college. I'm not going to lie. I did my college thesis on those guys.
They make you do theses in college? For what? Culinary? What were you doing there?
I just thought I had a hot idea. I took improv. I didn't graduate.
They're like, this is all pre-prepared. It's the one thing you're not allowed to do.
Going over some old notes, actually, from my college years, and I'm finding out that Smash Mouth is actually categorized as reggae or children's music or alternative indie or rock, which kind of seems
as
like
if all of those are mutually exclusive.
Seems like a slight.
children's music.
Yeah. I mean, fuck it, dude. If the kid's cool enough, anything can be children music. I think the kids I hang out with, they're into cool music.
And who are they?
My friends.
Uh-oh. Are you nervous that they'll hear you say that and be like, Jack?
And disagree with me? Yeah. I am.
Jack, come on.
Yeah.
You buy us those candy cigarettes. We're not friends.
Well, they're real cigarettes.
Oh, wow. The phone lines are lighting up. Hold on. Got to patch this through.
Oh, I hope it's my friends. Hope it's those kids.
Hey, man. Just wanted to talk to you about something.
I was expecting a smaller voice. How old are these kids?
Well, that's
Jack?
The thing. We're not kids.
Huh?
You bought me cigarettes. I appreciate it. Yeah. We aren't kids.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 37.
Well, oh, why were you?
That's older than Jack.
Yeah.
Sorry?
That's true. Why were you playing fucking skip rope outside of the liquor store's convenience store?
Cardio.
Oh.
Are you trying for a big fight?
Oh, now that I think about it, you're not actually bald with one curly hair coming out of your head. You're just full bald. I thought you were like...
I have one hair. I have one nice hair.
Oh, you do? You do have one cool, nice, curly hair.
I have
hair.
Lots of one hair.
Wait, he's got a leather jacket. It's embroidered with the Big Rascals?
That's right. Don't mess with the Big Rascals.
Yeah.
The Little Rascals, guess what? They grew up.
Actually, come to think of it now, it makes sense. You guys had to ask me to buy cigarettes for you because you couldn't fit through the door because you were all on each other's shoulders in a big trench coat. And I was
exactly.
Just me. Yeah. So listen, I understand that you're not kids.
My name's Al, by the way.
No, I never asked, actually.
You can call him Al.
Alfred Falfa.
What do your friends call you? I mean, I... don't call you anything. So does that mean we're not friends? That's the question I'm leading to. Are we still friends even though you're not
That's
a
correct.
Kid?
That's correct. I told you that I believe the first thing I said was we aren't friends, we aren't children. That's all I was calling up to clarify. I just wanted to
I
let
see
everybody
you tuned
know
out
we aren't friends and we
energy.
Aren't children.
I thought you were rapping or something, composing lyrics or like doing, I thought that was like a Rage Against the Machine song or something.
Oh, did all of you guys say the last word of each sentence at the same time? Like, we aren't friends. We aren't children.
No, you guys came up with the Rage Against the Machine thing. We don't do that.
You guys don't rage?
Look, I'm trying to give you an out, Jack, but I think you just made a mistake.
We do a cappella covers on spec, though.
Okay.
Okay, of what?
Oh, plenty of things.
Can you play one? Do you bring your instrument?
Fuck.
That's Slayer, dude.
That's rock and roll. Yeah.
Oh, it's music for roller coasters.
Yeah, you guys are naughty kids. We gotta hang up on this kid. Do your parents know you're using the phone?
No, and don't tell my mom.
Yeah, Connor, what do you think?
Me? I tuned out. I don't care.
We need you focused on this episode.
Do you want me to hang up?
Do.
Yeah. Yeah, do
I'm
it.
Just busy. I got
you
stuff to do.
You started talking about right. Horrible stuff like slaying.
Gross. Time for a break.
What about Slayer, like Sleigher?
Podcast.
Where's the podcast?
Very important.
Podcast, very important. Welcome back. You look great. We had a great time over the break, all three of us, didn't we?
Yes, we all did different things.
Not even in the same room.
Yeah.
I'm positive. We all did different things. Does anybody want to talk about what they did over the break?
Yeah, for sure, because it's so fresh in my mind, I just did it.
I did too.
I went through my fridge to throw out produce that was going bad, and I found a piece of broccoli, and it inspired me, and I did a mini diorama of Isaac Newton sitting under a tree. The broccoli is the tree. The apple is a red sprinkle.
Bug. Okay.
Bug. And no, actually, Isaac Newton is a bug. Isaac Newton is a pill bug.
Oh, I see.
Roly-poly.
Mm-hmm. I put it in the I got in the freezer, and it was cold.
Do you think pill bugs think roly-poly is like a slur? It feels infantilizing. Did you ask him? Could you? Please.
I could. Yeah, I could, for
please,
sure.
Please, hey, please, do not call me a roly-poly. I am a rolling polling.
A rolling poleaxe.
A rolling poleaxe is what it originally was? Yeah. Poles rule, by the way. Just wanted to say that.
Well, okay, I mean,
yeah, cover our bases.
I heard that they actually get ruled, but I don't know.
Whoa, relax.
The fact that maybe they exist. Just me. The fact that they are an ethnic group that has survived this long.
But
it's huge.
Yeah, also, who survived not having a country wings. For that long?
Yeah, I was going to say, I stopped being that's interested right. When they took the wings off their horses.
They put them on the aeroplanes. If anybody doesn't know about the winged hussars, we don't really know why you're listening to this show, this stupid thing. But anyway, that sounds very fun, Jack. You went to Poland?
No, I made a little broccoli diorama.
Oh, right, the broccoli diorama of Isaac Newton and the bug, pill bug, pole, right.
And the radish, there's a radish in it as well, and I'm trying to figure out what that is in the diorama. Some big red fucking round thing,
What about like an onion dome?
It's not that.
Shane, what'd you do over the break?
Well, I went outside, try to catch some air.
Nice.
Skateboard.
Like in what? Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I decided to take a nap under a big tree.
Mm, smart.
Start snoozing. The bubble starts coming. The honk shoes, the memes, all of that, right?
Mm.
Apple falls out of this dang thing. Perchance to dream. I did. I was
apple
dreaming about sitting under.
Apple from fucking the
Will
Black
I Am?
Peas fell out of the tree that you were sleeping under?
No. Jack, can we take this seriously for a fucking second?
You're making a mockery of the whole
Don't
segment.
Just hunt for puns while I'm telling my story.
Scandalized by this.
You we're can't not, be...
This whole podcast isn't just puns.
That's okay. Our other podcast.
Go ahead. I was sitting under the tree, woken up abruptly by an apple falling right onto my balls, and I threw up. I sacked and spewed a ton.
Did you have an idea? Did it like give you?
Yeah.
Were you enlightened?
That
by
sucked. Is what I was thinking.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you
spewed ton?
Oh. Wow, joke has a lot of layers, like an onion, which is also in my diorama as an onion dome.
What's an onion dome?
Wait, this guy's
Are
never
you serious?
Been. This guy's never been to Eastern Europe or North York.
No, Look I've never gone the to freaking... the onion dome.
Onion,
what are you talking about?
The onion dome is Russia
like
made
the
Mad
stinkiest
Max,
soccer
Russia,
field.
No, Russia made Mad Max 2. and instead of it being Mel Gibson,
that's Mad Max 3, but come
Seagull.
On.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, but they did it different in Russia. It was
they went beyond
one.
The onion dome, yeah.
Beyond the they actually went into the onion dome. Yeah, it was cool. Tina Turner's in that one too.
Okay,
FYI.
What the fuck?
Golden Eye.
What are you talking about?
It's an onion dome. An onion dome
you
is
make
like a,
me cry.
Oh, when it's, you get a blowjob and you cry from it.
Onion tears.
Get that
you
onion
sprinkle
dome.
On me.
Jack, can you answer my question? Why are you like searching around for stuff?
I know. I could tell you if you want. Do you want me to tell you what it is?
More than anything.
When you go to Russia or Russia-ish places where they worship Russian God, instead of having normal things on top of their church, like a peak, like a regular Christian peak, normal architecture, they have something that looks like a Hershey Kiss made of gold, an onion dome.
An onion dome.
Isaac Newton needed this?
No, I just had an onion and I put it in the diorama.
Okay.
I was about to go to a bad place and I'm trying to stay positive.
Please. Tell us what you did over the break.
I'm trying to stay positive after what happened on the break. Trying to stay positive. Me? Oh, me? I was at Grandpa's house. You guys know my grandpa, pervert?
Grandpa pervert.
You remember my perverted grandpa?
Taught me everything.
I was at
I
his
know.
House.
Senior, yeah.
I was there. Grandma.
Seeing your balls.
Granny Smith came over. Brought an apple.
Okay.
Threw it in my balls. Hurt.
Like Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah. I was sick.
Does he sing?
No, he B-boys.
And I needed just somewhere like to puke, B-boys. And I ran over to the terrarium, Grandpa's terrarium, where he keeps his newt. And I was like, I need to. I'm sick on the newt and a ton. I'm sick on the newt a ton.
Wow.
So and I kept saying it through gulps. I'm sick on the newt a ton.
So
it is nice that we all did very different things this time, actually.
It's true. I mean, you guys both did puke and got sacked. It seems like there's that at least.
Yeah. Okay. But that's not even the biggest part of my tale. My long lost
you
uncle
hit a gravity bong.
Came
you
over.
Had the idea for the gravity bong.
I did have the idea for the gravity bong. It's not. I had the idea for the gravity bong. I had the idea for
the
car, and I had the
bong.
Idea, and I had the idea for the elephant. It's just we had this. I had the same idea at the same time as somebody else, or had I, after.
Had idea for the elephant. You thought, what about a big?
I thought, what if the nose
what about
is
a
really big?
Big thing with a big nose.
Okay, so maybe you thought of it too.
Shit, but you're like, it needs a weakness. It's got to be afraid of mice. Something ironic.
Okay. Sounds like I need to get sacked by an apple. You know, you guys are coming up with all these big brain ideas. Shane said onion dome is when you cry from getting head. I want this kind of brain activity. All I do is arrange broccoli so I can have something to do with the little bug I have. Dumb,
but you know
Jack.
What? I felt like a roly-polack when I got hit in the nuts. I felt like
Why?
A real roly-poly.
Why?
That's what happens in your diorama, isn't it? If we're looking at your diorama, right? Shane is underneath the tree. He's underneath the broccoli. Near the onion dome, which is a radish. And then the thing hits him in the nads, and he's the roly-poly. And I'm the roly-poly in mine, because I get hit in the nads by an apple, by my Granny Smith.
Did we just prove holographic universe theory?
What are you on about?
Everything's just the same one thing. It's all us getting, it's all people getting bonked in the nuts by an apple.
Everywhere it's gravity bongs the whole way down.
Yeah, cool. You think Stephen Hawking was funny? Like, did he ever make us laugh? Did he ever do cool stunts with the wheelchair?
No, I think he was cool, though. Like, he did that song, that, like, house song.
What?
He did that? He
Satisfaction
was also in,
or whatever?
Yeah, and he was in Matt Hoffman's Pro BMX.
As an unlockable character?
Yeah, you have to do a lot of bad stuff to get him, but okay, he's cool. Worth it.
Wait, Shane, what the hell are you talking about? That's Benny Benassi, isn't it?
And Stephen Hawking on the mic.
Oh, yeah. Right, I forgot. He's spitting. He's the one. Yeah, that's cool.
Talking about how he can't fuck enough.
All right, so point taken. Stephen Hawking, not just smart, also very cool.
Sex pest.
Since when?
Oh, I thought that was in the movie. I thought he was a sex pest. Is he not?
He cheated on
his
wife.
Looks like one to me.
Yeah.
Sex pest.
Eddie Redmayne just has those big DSLs. So that's why you think that. Big sad British lips. He looks like he got
Dyson
he looks like
sphere
he,
lips.
He was fucking messy eating spaghetti as a kid, right?
Been there.
Eddie Redmayne, more like Eddie Red sauce all over your fucking face, kid.
Eddie got gravy all over his fucking chin.
Could call you Ragu.
You guys know that Ben Affleck has a tube of provolone hanging at Cheese Boutique in Toronto that he will claim sometime? This is true.
Okay. Well, let's step back.
Hmm?
What's this place? Have you gone there? Why are you thinking about this?
You haven't been to Cheese Boutique?
You haven't been?
Bro, do you even like
that's
cheese?
That's unreal.
I can barely afford pedestrian cheeses, let alone boutique artisanal ones.
Save up. Stop getting your avocado toast.
Yeah.
Cut and some then maybe other things you can shop at Cheese Boutique.
You could just like not don't pay utilities 1 month, then go buy slices of cheese from Cheese Boutique. It's worth it. It's the best cheese store in Toronto, at least. I have a membership there that I got by I get the opportunity to buy cheese next to Ben Affleck's provolone. Okay.
How does it look?
It's as big as I expect.
It's huge. Picture a fresh piece of chalk like the ones that your English teacher would throw at you when you were too busy doing Sean Connery accents at the back of the class.
Perfect cylinder.
Yeah, but it's long and it's hanging from the ceiling. Yeah, it's long and it's big. Rifled. It's hanging from the ceiling. But it's like mascot sized, you know what I mean? It's big.
Holy shit. Does it have like a face?
It does now, that's for sure. I went in there and fucking ate a face into it. Yeah. I also boxed it like I was Rocky in the meat cellar. And now if ever I meet Ben Affleck, I'm going to say, hey, dude, I beat the snot out of your cheese. If you see knuckle marks in that provolone, just know that those are mine. I did that to your cheese, Ben. Benjamin. Box your cheese, Benjamin. You ever think about how the founding fathers of the United States probably kind of had a bit of a British accent? That must drive the Americans crazy. They must hate that.
The role that Jack is on. He's just got one thing after another to talk about. What was the signing like? Can you give me an example? And how it would piss off Americans?
Hey, chaps, don't you think we ought to incorporate this whole business? It's going quite well, don't you think?
That's what it sounded like, probably. And Americans don't want to hear that.
It will be such a bother.
It's me, John Handjob. Let me write it first and sign it.
It's time for the top 10 number one.
Oh, wow, we did it.
We were just onto a juicy bit there. There's a bunch of other founding fathers we could have gone through.
No time.
Do you know Benjamin Franklin says he invented cunnilingus and he regrets it? That's true.
Wow. Well, John Kellogg's invented the foreskin, and he doesn't like that. All right, top 10 number one things this week. Number 10, Connor is Funky Kong. It's true. I wear glasses, and I wear my do-rag.
Can we fact check this?
Number 9.
We'll just keep listening.
Connor is not Funky Kong. He's Lanky Kong. I don't like this. Number 8, Jack and Shane are Funky Kong. That's wrong. That's actually wrong. No, and here we go. That's rectified. Number 7. No, they're the fish in the underwater levels.
That's okay. Actually okay with that. Great music. I would happily float around and listen to that tune for the rest of my life. Sorry to interrupt, Connor. I know you fucking hate that.
Funky Kong don't care, baby. Funky Kong thinks it's all good.
Cool.
I think it might be a bit forced. He has a vein popping out of his forehead right now.
Funky Kong is having a good time.
He's also brandishing a trombone at us like a weapon.
Oh, he didn't blow on it for that. Where's that coming from?
Yeah. I have a guess.
Just angry. That's just my sound. His bunt. That's my funky sound. That's my funky bunt. All right, number 6. Fergie's going to sing a sad cover of Walking on the Sun with Will.i.am, Apple, and Watch from the Black Eyed Peas.
It's called Wankin' Till I Come.
Oh, God.
I was reading off the thing. I read off the thing.
Home levels dangerously high. Number 5. Jack is not friends with the big rascals, though he'd like to be. Also should note, they are not children. Number four.
Yeah, I'm really glad that one made the countdown.
I know the listeners can't see who wrote it, but I can, and it makes it very, it makes what you said a lot more interesting. Number four, Roly-Poly is short for Rolling Polock. It comes from a dark time in our history. It's a village game that was played in Canada. Uh-huh. Number three, an onion dome is when you cry from getting ahead. Got me that time. It's very good. Number two, Stephen Hawking on the universe. It's gravity bongs all the way down. Yeah. Joking. Because he was a bit of a sex pest. And the top 10, a number one, most important thing that you need to know this week is... Got knuckle marks in your cheese? Jack did that, Ben.
Jim Benjamin.
Look out, Ben Affleck. You want to catch Jack going down to the cheese zone in Toronto?
Nothing about me getting sacked until I spewed. That didn't make it in. That was just incidental.
I mean,
well, mine didn't
that was
get in there either. So,
yeah, I think that was a protest.
That was important.
Where
to
I was sacked on the Newtons, on the Newt a ton.
Yeah.
Maybe we should incorporate that into the comment that we want people to leave the review.
Okay. That's a good idea. If you like this podcast, please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It really helps the show. And if you have trouble, you don't know what to write, leave the following review. Live
from
the
morning.
It's
onion
dome
under
the
dome
and
special
guest
Apple
and
watch
and
will
and
Fergie.
And
I
am
the...
If you like this podcast, please give us 5 stars and leave the following review. Live from the morning, it's Onion Dome under the dome. And special guest, Apple and the Watch. And Will and Fergie, I am. It was nice to see you guys. And we'd love to
Fergie
see you in person.
Wait.
Is that because Fergie and Will.i.am got married, but then they got divorced and she kept the last name still?
Correct.
Fergie.i.am.
Will.i.am.
Like, why did you stop in mid-sentence? That's
Will
so funny.
Fergie.i.am. Okay, cool. Thanks, everyone.
Come see us first Tuesday of every month at Tall Boys Bar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You're going to have such a good time there. You're going to laugh. We're going to smile. You're going to leave. This has been Podcast Very Important, Funny and True.
Podcast Very Important.
Podcast Very Important.
Shortly after Y2K erased most child labor laws in Canada, Ding Dong High is known as the action park of kids' television shows. Infamous for accidents and deaths both on and off set, Ding Dong High left many damaged child stars in its wake, two of which are hosting a brand new podcast, Ding Dong Watch Along. Learn the true story of Ding Dong High. Subscribe to Ding Dong Watch Along now.